AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I love the concept of being able to connect students like me and get them connected with folks who are willing and wanting to help them.
Welcome to AgBio Science, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Welcome back to AgBio Science. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast and today's host of the show. Everyone has a story of how they come into their career. And I can't tell you how many times on this podcast I've heard from a guest, "I got here by accident." Today we have a Field Atlas ambassador, a college student who works on behalf of Agrinovis to talk about the ag biosciences on their college campus, share his story about how he learned about our industry, why he was interested, and how he hopes to take the lessons he's learning to apply them into his career journey as he sets out to graduate from college. Please enjoy my conversation with Angel Vasquez, Ball State student, biology major, this week on Ag Bioscience. Angel, thanks for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
I'm very happy and grateful to be here.
All right. You're on the campus of Ball State University. And let's go ahead and get started. There's tons of ag bioscience companies, organizations looking for bright students and minds like yourself. How are you thinking about your career, your professional experience as you sort of wind down college years and begin thinking about this professional experience you're about to embark on?
Yeah, so I take a look back at all my experiences that I've had since my freshman year. I think about all the opportunities that I had through mentorship, studying abroad, doing research on campus, all the jobs I've kind of gone through, working in housing, all the clubs, organizations, all of those great opportunities. I take a look back on and I see nothing but like growth and community building and leadership, most importantly. And I have nothing, I would really say, bad to say about all those experiences. I think they do nothing but add to my professional goals and make me that much of a better candidate for if I want to go to graduate school or if I, or for whatever career I might enter in. And I think that's like the beauty of those experiences is that they're so incredibly versatile, like critical thinking or like leadership or problem solving. All those things can be applied anywhere. And so that's what I really look back on. I felt like I really did what I needed to do, and I grew a lot.
You have this amazing story. We had a chance to sit at dinner together when you did the Ag Bioscience Company tours with us earlier in August, and it's had this very touching impact on your course of study at Ball State and what you have decided you want to do with your career, and you landed on biology as your major. I want you to share that story because I think it really sets the tone for why you're here with us on the podcast today, why you chose biology, and how you hope to make a difference with your education path.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was born with a heart defect. It's called supravascular aortic stenosis. Basically, my aorta, which is your biggest blood vessel throughout your entire body, is pretty much like pinched in slightly. So it's kind of like that. That's the stenosized aorta. And it caused a lot of issues. As a kid, I remember not being able to play in any sports. I would get out of breath very easily. And my doctors would always just say, like, you know, whenever you feel out of breath or whenever you're having any sort of like trouble breathing, just stop whatever you're doing. And it prevented me from doing a lot of things. Like I mentioned before, I didn't do sports. I never went on any roller coasters. I didn't watch any scary movies because of that increased heart rate. And so as I got older into like my middle school and high school years, I wanted to do a little bit more and get involved. And so because I didn't have any previous sports like training, I guess, I tried joining track because there wasn't anything to like cut you from the team. You would just automatically be like in or on the team. And I remember them asking like, "Oh, we need a physical from you." And I just knew like, it's not going to end well that you're going to tell me no. And so I went to a minute clinic, if you know what those are, like at CVS, in hopes of getting like my quick signature. And he was like, no, you got to go see your cardiologist. Okay. Well, anyway, they told me no. And I was pretty devastated, you know, and that's, it was kind of like an amalgamation of all the times I've been told no, all put in one moment. And it wasn't until I'd say about a year after that, it's now 2022, where I had open heart surgery for that. And my aorta isn't normal, but the way they described it is it's better than before. So if it was like this, it's now like that. So it's not like completely normal where it needs to be, but it is a lot better now. And it completely changed the way that I live my life. It completely changed my outlook on the way that I do things. I think before my surgery, I was very demotivated, not really wanting to do much. But after, I felt like I was given a second chance, like someone was able to give me a gift. And it was my responsibility not to let that go. And so it's been my push. It's been my need. It's more than just like a want. It's definitely a need for me to give back to the people that have helped me so much in healthcare. And so that's why I want to be in within medicine. That what that looks like to me is a physician's assistant, which is why I landed on biology. But yeah, it completely changed my life, and it's given me everything that I've done. And I not that I wouldn't have done it without it, but it definitely would not have been to the same intensity that I feel a need to do it.
Thank you for sharing that. It's an innate curiosity that you also have as well. And you stumbled upon Field Atlas and met the team on the campus of Ball State, I think earlier this year or maybe in the spring. And it's interesting that you are still wanting to explore those intersections where ag bioscience maybe meets your curiosity for medicine. Can you kind of talk about finding Field Atlas and that curiosity and wanting to dig in more to becoming a Field Atlas ambassador?
Yeah. So I remember the Field Atlas came into my microbiology class one day, and they started talking about the ambassador program and what that looks like, you know, sharing and trying to get students connected with professionals within the ag bioscience field. And I just remember hearing this, and you know, it was something that I wanted to try my hand at. I think it goes back to, you know, I think a big part of the motivation I have is to make myself as best a person I can. And I think the best way to do that is get a diverse, robust number of experiences under your belt. And I think Field Atlas and being an ambassador for them was a perfect opportunity to do that. You know, I knew I could apply a lot of the skills that I've had in my last 3 years at Ball State into the job. And so being able to do that implement those skills or those experiences into Field Atlas is kind of why I got so interested in it. Cause I knew it would be a great opportunity to kind of mix together and push myself even further. But yeah, I love the concept of being able to connect students like me and get them connected with folks who are willing and wanting to help them.
What has that conversation looked like on the campus of Ball State? Because it is a newer campus for Field Atlas, maybe a few years in now, but it is one that's generating a lot of interest in ag bioscience companies and open career opportunities. What has the conversation looked like for you when discussing ag bioscience and Field Atlas with your peers?
Yeah, so I usually try to think back on my freshman year, because I usually have a lot of conversation with like first year students, or maybe a little bit. I do have conversation with upperclassmen as well. But I used to think about what I want someone to kind of help me out with, and that to me is really talking a lot about internships and solid jobs and careers for their future. Everyone is looking for experience, especially those first and second year students. They're trying to build up their resume, their CV, what have you. And of course, those like later students, the third and fourth years are looking for a career to go to right after graduation. So it's a lot more, to me, very specific things to look forward to after graduation and things they can do. So like action steps is kind of like guiding them through the website, not just giving them the resource of here, you can look at all the great things Field Atlas is doing. oh yeah, that's really cool, but how can I benefit? How can I get a job? And it's like, okay, well, here you go. Here's the job board. Here is the different opportunities of internships. You can be a field ambassador like I am. There's a bunch of things like that. So to me, the conversations are a lot more steps and a lot more mentoring is really what I like to do.
Well, and you have this great class of peers alongside you that are on other college campuses that have other courses of study they're taking. Have you been able to connect with your ambassador peers on other campuses, and are you learning anything from them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned, you know, we have like our Field Atlas team meetings where I'm able to communicate with the other ambassadors across different campuses. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned is learning to kind of be flexible or adaptable based on the amount of people that go to your school. Like I know some like way bigger schools like Purdue or IU, you know, those are much bigger schools than like Ball State, but there's also like those smaller schools as well who have just like a few thousand people go to them. And I think getting a little bit from each side and picking some advice or picking their brains about, you know, what works best for them and trying to implement it at Ball State, I think will definitely bring a lot of success in terms of what I want to do for the students here.
You mentioned experiences and students wanting to get that hands-on experience in industry, and we're going to get to all of that right after the break. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Angel, there are internships, co-ops, apprenticeships, all kinds of experiences that are tailored to connect students to careers in any kind of industry. When it comes to whether it's an ag bioscience experience or another industry, what's missing from those experiences, whether it's the application process, the experience itself, that companies can learn from a student's perspective?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes companies or different programs can get bogged down on the amount of volume that they have. You know, we have 1,000 different opportunities for you to get involved with. But maybe sometimes a little bit of clarity or straightforwardness is also the key. So I think making it as simple as possible in order to apply or be a part of these programs, I think is really, really crucial. So as an example, yeah, you could have 1,000 different internships or, you know, however many mentorship programs. But if you're not really even sure where to begin or which one to do first, I think it can cause a lot of issues in terms of confusion. So I think that's what something companies can really learn from is, you know, making it a bit more clearer as to what the roadmap should look like. If I'm a first year student, what should I focus on first? Should I get my mentorship going or do I need to work on my end goal career? You know, so I think maybe having a little bit of a roadmap or just some sort of clarity would be really helpful.
When you're talking with students on campus, what are they looking for in their career? Aside from the nuts and bolts that you obviously need out of having a career, what are they looking for aspirationally?
So a lot of the conversations that I've had usually end up or talking about movement, like lateral and you know, vertical movement within a company. A lot of folks, I think my age, are a little bit afraid of getting stuck at a 9-to-5 job where they don't really have any end goal or any way to move up in the company. So I think being able to have a little bit of flexibility within your company, whether that be their time off or having ways to get promoted or, you know, different ways to get involved around the company, I think is really important to a lot of students. You know, a lot of us are kind of afraid of getting stuck in one place and not being able to leave. And so being able to have a lot of flexibility and adaptability, I think, is really, really important for students.
Would you say that kind of ties back into the clarity a little bit from your previous answer, is going into some of these open roles and opportunities with an understanding of what that forward-looking option and movement could look like?
Yeah, absolutely. Some companies could, I think, be able to attract a lot of students by simply making it extremely clear that, you know, this company is not just for your entire life. You can get some really great experience and move on to somewhere else, or even better, you know, move up in our company and be able to lead your own group within our ranks someday. And I think making that feasible and not just like some, you know, long off like dream that will never happen, I think making it super clear that there is lateral and vertical movement within this company, that you can transition and do whatever you'd like to do within our company, I think is really, really important.
Let's put a career fair hat on for a second, or a career event on campus hat on, if you will. What should companies know about connecting with students like you? Let's say they're coming to campus. What should they know about connecting with students like you?
Yeah, I think maybe this is happening across other campuses as well, but something that I've really gotten a lot of feedback on has been the genuine care that some companies give. You know, you might go into a career fair and you see hundreds or thousands of companies, they're advertising their positions or their companies, and they're all looking for people of good quality. And so a lot of the times, folks will end up feeling like, you know, they made connections, but they really just got back that email, or they just got back that phone number or that card. And sometimes they can feel a little bit disingenuous. And I think it's very difficult for companies to be everyone's best friend at every single career fair. But I think if you are able to really lean in with a little bit of empathy and, you know, let kindness guide you, then I think companies will definitely benefit a lot. I think students really, really, really value genuine care, versus just like the recruiting. And so transparency, you know, mentorship, All those things that are all about caring for the individual will say a lot.
Recruiting with intention. I like it. What has you excited about the future, and your future specifically, Angel? But maybe I'll ask it more widespread for your peers and your generation.
Yeah, I think something that excites me is how many opportunities we have. I think it's sometimes difficult to see them, because we might get bogged down with school or, you know, the weight of life sometimes. And I personally say that we kind of used to, or I used to say that, you know, goals were a form of purpose, like goals would lead me to some sort of happiness. But I think I'm starting to realize that the happiest I've been, even though it's been really hard, has been actually the journey in achieving those goals. And so to me, the fun or the idea that excites me is the journey that goes along with getting to that end goal career. The journey that will happen in order for us to get where we need to get to. And I think there is so many opportunities that can happen between point A and point B that allows a person to grow in so incredibly much. And I think being able to share those experiences, advertise those experiences, and make them accessible to everyone is what I think will change the game for people of my age. Because once they go through these experiences and are able to have them, that's where growth happens. And they're able to be much better professionals, much better employees, much better leaders for the companies.
It's kind of where we hope Field Atlas gives students a platform to share some of those experiences, right? And you've now had the opportunity to immerse yourself in, obviously it's a digital platform, but you are really in its experiences as well. You've been an ambassador, you've done tours. And so a little bit off the cuff here, you know, what has been your favorite experience you've had with Field Atlas so far, and why was it your favorite? What did it teach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So something that I really value with Field Atlas thus far, I've been talking to students one-on-one more intentionally. So that kind of goes back to intentionally like recruiting. I think having some meetings and talks about conversations with folks one-on-one has been my absolute favorite. And the reason for that is because, you know, everyone has their own story. Like I have mine that I shared earlier, but everyone has their own story that they would like to share and get out there. And I think that adds a unique background to the things that they want to do, the things that they're interested in. And, you know, if we're able to kind of leverage that in a way, use these people's experiences or their background and things that they're interested in, we can get them to do things that they're passionate about. And as folks are doing what they want to do, they bring innovation, you know, they bring different solutions. So to me, that's been my number one favorite thing to hear has just been people's stories and how they want to help those after them or help those that build upon what came before. And so that's what's been my favorite part thus far, for sure.
Yeah, you do a great job of connecting with others, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the team, Angel. Thank you so much for making the time today to join us on the podcast, too. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I'm extremely grateful. And like I said, I've been able to do so many different opportunities and things that I didn't think were possible for me. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, thank you for listening and watching. See you back here next week on the podcast. Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstey. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovusindiana.com.